WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
And more.
Max FM.
need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you understand.
Take.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
We both fallen on earth. Close your eyes and try to dream. Clear your mind and do your best to try and watch the valley gleam. We can't begin to know it, how much we really care. I hear your voice inside me, I see your face.
Don't go. TLC with Waterfalls, Maximum Hits, the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Check your forecast is coming up and music from Guns N' Roses next.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes nurse midwife Beth Adsit.
I am a nurse midwife here at RAMC. In my role, I care for women from the start of puberty through menopause, really caring for women through those childbearing years and supporting them through all those transitions of life. I love supporting women through that labor where they think, I can't do this. And then all of a sudden it clicks and they know I'm strong enough to get through this and bring my child into the world.
Learn more about nurse midwife Beth Adsit at RAMCHealth.com.
It's our last concert for this spring as Infinity brings the ultimate rock experience to the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells Friday, May 3rd. You know them from their sold-out Bostics and Journey Recaptured concerts earlier this year. Now they're back playing classic to current hits, and they let you pick the songs. Want to rock out to your favorite Bon Jovi hit? You got it. How about Bruno Mars or Walk the Moon? They'll play that too. But it's only for one night, Friday, May 3rd at the Legacy Dinner Theater. From AC/DC to Zeppelin and everything in between, and it's all by request. Heck, you might even hear some country and disco. One thing's for sure, it'll be a night of your favorite songs, dancing in the aisles, and you might even get to sing with the band. Come early and grab something to eat before the show. Tickets are going fast, and this show will sell out. Get your tickets now at LegacyDinnerTheater.com. That's LegacyDinnerTheater.com.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the streets because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then-Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition. It's culture. It's food. It's beer. You know, heritage.
Heritage back to the 1840s when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement? A class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be sunny and warmer today. Our high right around 70 this afternoon. The wind out of the west becoming south at 5 to 15. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Our low 54. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 71 with more scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
99.7.
We'll be right back.
Max FM with No Mercy.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
If there's anything you need, all you have to do is say.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Wearing his sunglasses at night, Corey Hart's Maximum Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Going to kick off another 50-minute music hour heading your way for a Tuesday. Def Leppard is up next.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. Baraboo Lions will have their fourth annual rummage sale at the Sauk County Fairgrounds. It's coming up Friday and Saturday, May 3rd and 4th from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. Local food vendors will also be selling breakfast and lunch both days, and 100% of the funds raised from the event will be going to the Baraboo Lions Foundation initiatives. These include diabetes education and awareness, vision screening at local schools, finance support for eye exams, and so much more. You can get all the details for this event by visiting BaribouLions.org. Again, this is going to be Friday and Saturday from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. Sauk County Fairgrounds. It's the Baribou Lions 4th Annual Rummage Sale. And the Columbia County Fairgrounds and Portage will be hosting the Save the Grandstand 5K Run Walk. That's going to be on Sunday, May 5th from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. Registration will take place at the Grandstand from 7:30 until 8:30. It's $30 for adults, $15 for kids 12 and under. Fee will include water and treats after the run, and medals will go through the third place finishers. Proceeds will help benefit the restoration projects at the Grandstand. And then also that same day, it's going to be the kickoff of the Portage Flea Market every first Sunday of the month, May through October. And again, that'll be at the County Fairgrounds there in Portage.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Yeah.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
I was wrong. just left undone. And I said, what about breakfast at Tiffany? She said, I think I remember the film. And as I recall, I think we both kind of liked it. And I said, well, that's the one thing we got. We'll say that we've got nothing in common. Common ground to start from, and we're falling apart. You'll say the world has come between us, our lives have come between us. Still, I know you just don't care. And I said, what about breakfast at Tiffany? She said, I think I remember the film. And as I recall, I think we both kind of liked it. And I said, well, that's the one thing we got.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.